Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am introducing a new company to the show. I know that some of you have been discussing this company on our website, as well as some of the other metal-specific websites. The company is Cassiar Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GLDC, and on the OTCQB under the symbol GCLGF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Marco Rock. Now, Marco, we will get into a little bit of your background and when you joined the company, which was relatively recently. But I really do want to first and foremost focus on the company's flagship project. It's the Cassiar Gold Project. It's in BC, just outside the Golden Triangle. The project already has about a 1 million ounce resource on it. I understand that the company will be implementing a significant drill program this year with its goal to expand on the ounces currently at this project. But Marco, start us off with a general background on the project and on this resource, please.
Absolutely. So, you know, this resource was initially put together in 2019, at the end of 2019. It's, you know, 43-101 compliant. It's over 1 million ounces at 1.43 grams in Firth. At the time, actually, earlier that year, we had optioned this property from a company called Wild Sky Resources. And actually, as a matter of fact, we've completed the acquisition last September. So we now owned the project 100%. And that's also the reason why we've completed a name change, a shareholder back, you know, to really emphasize the focus that we have at what is now our flagship Cassiar Gold.
Okay, so it's newly into this company. It's a new team that is behind this asset. Give us a little bit more color on the actual resource, though. I understand that it is a shallow resource. What other information can you give us?
Absolutely. So the resource is hosted at North Cassiar. So our land, you know, our land package at Cassiar Gold, which is located in northern BC, it's 56,000 hectares, so it's a really substantial land package. And the resource sits entirely at the north end of a 15-kilometer trend that is highly prospective, and is a near-term focus for our exploration campaign this year. So the 1 million ounces are very near surface, as you mentioned. So the overburden is almost non-existent, so it's between 5 and 20 to 25 meters overburden throughout the resource. So this is roughly an area of, you know, 1,000 meters by 1,000 meters where, you know, basically all the resource sits. This would be an open pittable resource. It's also worthwhile to note that the resource is flat lying, so it's not a vertical ore body. It's an horizontal or roughly horizontal ore body, and you know, an open pit fits basically very well there. And more importantly, most of the resource is actually very shallow. So most of the resource is less than 100 meters deep. And, you know, if you're wondering, the metallurgy is also great. Over 95% of the ore is free milling. And it's great because it's also surrounded by infrastructure.
So it sounds like there's been a lot of work done on this asset. And just to clarify, the Cassiar Gold Project, there are two different, let's call them target areas. There's North Cassiar, that's where this 1 million ounce deposit is. There's also South Cassiar, that's where you see some more exploration potential. Continuing to focus on North Cassiar, though, give us a little bit of insights on the infrastructure that's still there.
Absolutely. We are surrounded by infrastructure, and the reason for that is actually South Cassiar, but I'll get to that later. We basically have Highway 37 bisecting our property. That's actually what separates North Cassiar from South Cassiar. And then we have also another highway, which is called the Cassiar Highway, that connects Highway 37 to the old Cassiar town site and the old Cassiar open pit asbestos mine. So you can literally drive on the highway and stop your car on top of the, you know, 1 million ounce flat lying near surface open pittable resource. We have camp there, 30 people camp, which, you know, we are upgrading and it has been winterized. We also have a permitted mill, 300 ton per day gravity flotation. We also have tailings. We have roughly 600,000 tons at between 1 and 1.25 grams per ton of tailings sitting in four tailing ponds next to the mill. And, we have also then multiple property access roads that connect that mill actually to some of the high-grade targets at South Cassiar, because the reason we have this infrastructure, it's because of the high-grade production that we've seen in the past in South Cassiar.
When was some of that production at South Cassiar?
So the mill was actually built in 1986, and actually the property was held by different operators. So different operators were, mining or exploring different parts of our land package. This land package was only consolidated basically in 2010. Most of the production that we saw there was mostly in the 80s and 90s. So out of the 350,000 ounces produced, 240,000 ounces were produced between the 80s and 90s at roughly between 17 and 21 grams per ton.
So before we get into some of the exploration potential here, I know some people are wondering, is the company's strategy going to be to further the known resource in this shallow asset towards production in terms of maybe going into a PEA, doing some economic studies?
We have an optionality on both, but our focus really is to explore. In a nutshell, between North Cassiar and South Cassiar, and just on that, kind of heart of our property, in that 15-kilometer belt, which is very much in the center of our property, we believe we have a 3 to 5 million ounce potential there. So, we already have, over 1 million ounces proved, and we believe that, we have a good chance of proving that 3 to 5 million ounces, and that's split more or less between the bulk tonnage, lower grade, as well as the potential for a higher grade. So we believe we can maybe double the size of the resource at North Cassiar, at Taurus, where we have the 1 million ounces to maybe 2 million ounces without changing the grade too much. And we also at the same time believe that, on the high grade golden quartz vein system that is at South Cassiar, we believe to have, a potential for a multi-million ounce system there, which will also be the focus for this year's drilling campaign, and really has truly the potential to transform completely the company, because it's great to continue to grow a bulk tonnage open pitable resource to 1 to 1.5 to 2 million ounces at 1.5 gram per ton, but it's even better to be growing at 500,000 to 1 million to 2 million ounces at 20 gram per ton material, which is what we known to be the head grade coming from those veins at South Cassiar. So, it's very exciting.
All right, let's talk about the drill program that is planned for this year, and let's say early summer when you can get drills on the site. That sounds like it's going to be the catalyst here, especially if you can grow from 1 million ounces to 3 or even 5 million ounces. How many meters are planned for this year's drill program?
Yeah, so this year we're planning 15,000 meters. We're, as I mentioned before, we'll be roughly allocating 20%, so 3,000 meters to Taurus on the bulk tonnage to continue to grow our bulk tonnage open pitable resource, which is unconstrained. We'll be drilling next to where there's gold, so there's a high chance we hit. We're also going to be actually targeting areas that we feel have a higher grade, because there are some sections that are 2, 3, 4 grams, and so we'll be focusing on some of those higher grade section areas, because we can build ounces faster, although we are unconstrained throughout that that deposit. Then the bulk the majority that of the drilling will be, the 12,000 meters will be at South Cassiar. That's where we have the high grade golden quartz veins. There are multiple veins already found. The old timers were really drilling to see where the vein was going so they could mine it. So the drilling, the historical drilling, was very localized, very focused on basically production. And basically now we have the whole system. You're going to have basically a proper modern approach to exploration. Actually, the veins have only been partially explored. So the last drill holes on these veins, there's no reason that they don't keep going. And I just wanted to remind you that in the 90s we would be looking at gold prices of 100, 200, 300 dollars per ounce US. So it's a very different price environment, and that's the reason that they one of the reasons also why some of those old timers stopped. So there's no reason why the vein doesn't keep going. So we're going to be stepping out and extending into those veins and building hopefully a high grade resource, and also start to uncover some of the deeper systems, because this is a very, very large area, and it has the size to host something much, much bigger than was already found. So we want to continue to grow not only the veins that were found, but also find new veins. And we're planning to do some geophysics on that front to be able to hopefully highlight some of the vein structure that we might have there, and really start to uncover part of the potential which we believe to be multi-million ounce.
Okay, so in summary, this 15,000 meters, then it's all exploration in North Cassiar. Sounds like it really is trying to add some of that low-hanging fruit in terms of ounces to that million-ounce deposit. But in South Cassiar, this 12,000 meters, it sounds like you have a lot of targets and a lot of different veins you're going after. Will that 12,000 meters be enough to add ounces at the end of that drill program, or is it really just getting a handle on what the priority targets would be for next year?
Yes, I think it will depend very much on what kind of success we have. As I mentioned before, there's no reason the vein stops at the last drill hole. And the last drill holes, these veins were only partially exploited. So we do have an historical resource that is over 70,000 ounces at roughly 20 grams per ton. But there's no reason we cannot grow that historical resource and turn it into 43-101. But it will very much depend on what kind of the veins do pinch and swell a little bit. The grades vary a little bit as well. We know on average the old timers were looking at roughly 20 grams per ton, and that's the kind of that's the kind of target we have in our minds. But they could be, and the veins were also 2 to 3 meters thick, but they can get thicker or thinner, a higher grade or lower grade, but that will very much depend on what kind of exploration success we have, and 15,000 meters is not nearly enough to prove our 3 to 5 million ounce potential, but I think you will be a proof of concept, and I think hopefully people will take notice, investors will take notice of what we have here and what we are looking for, and this is truly, once we can prove that multi-million ounce potential, then things get a little bit easier in theory for us as well.
Yeah, that proof of concept comment, I think, is key. And one thing to note is that the drilling that you're doing could result in new discoveries, right? And that's what brings more attention into companies. Let's talk a little bit about your background here, Marco, because you joined the company back in July as the CEO. And then just at the very end of 2020, December 31st, it was announced that you were taking over the president role as well. Give us a little bit of insights and a little bit of background of what brought you into this company and what you did before taking over Cassiar Gold.
Absolutely. So actually, I'm Portuguese born and raised, and my background is banking. I started in private banking. Then I went to capital markets. I worked at Barclays Capital for several years. Then I did my MBA between London Business School and Hong Kong. And basically, in the last 7-8 years, I've been investing and advising in the gold space, in the gold mining space. That's actually how I met Steve Ledwin, which at the time he was the president and CEO of IAM Gold. More recently, I was also a co-founder of Reyna Silver, which is a silver exploration company focused in Mexico, as well as a couple of other companies. And given the relationships that I had with the boards and the opportunity that we saw with it, with this company. We thought it would be a great idea. Basically to join on board and basically also help the company to go to the next level, attract a more institutional shareholder base that to help continue to develop what is truly an outstanding asset that I think, in all honesty, has been a little bit overlooked by a lot of people. And to be honest, at the time I was like, there must be some flaw here that I'm missing on this asset. And that's actually how the Kerwin also got involved with the company, because I reached out to the Kerwin because I thought, I've did my due diligence. This looks too good to be true. What am I missing? It seems that the market is missing something here. And, these situations don't happen that often, that the market completely, overlooks something. And, after talking with the Kerwin and the Kerwin reviewing the project, he came out with flying colors. Doug saw the potential to really, maybe double the size of the bulk tonnage deposit, which is great. But more excitingly, he saw a multi-million ounce potential on the high grade. He saw similarities to Fosterville from Kirkland Lake in Australia. At that point, he was really basically, where do I sign? Yeah, and that was very much the story. In the process, we also, were able to bring, some other key people that, like David Rees, came recommended by Doug Kerwin as well. David Rees is, one of our technical advisors, and he's actually also compares our project to another quite a mammoth, which is Barkerville from Osisko, also in BC. And basically, with that in hand, it was really a no-brainer. And it's just, getting hands to work. Basically, you have an amazing asset. You're able to assemble an amazing team, and it's truly amazing and a blessing to be able to be part of this journey.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. It's one thing that caught my eye in terms of the fresh look that's being taken on this project, especially this project now that has been consolidated. I will post a link to the company's presentation. Slide 4 is where you can get a bit more insight on some of the team. Let's talk about the share structure, though, because shares outstanding, a little bit over 54 million on a fully diluted basis, a little bit more than 78 million. Give us a breakdown of how much management, board of directors, and insiders hold, as well as any institutional holders, please.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so board management, advisors, and insiders own almost 35% of the shares outstanding, which is really great to see. You want to see, shareholder alignment. And, as an investor, an advisor in this gold mining space, you don't see it as often as you'd like to see it. So that's really great. In terms of institutional shareholder base, we're getting close to 24%, which is great. A lot of it has been added in the last 7 months, mainly via the two financings. I think we did, as a team, an excellent job at attracting an institutional shareholder base, mostly resource funds that, understand, very well what it takes to succeed. I think that's, a testament to the potential of our assets. And that's really great. I think now what we're missing a little bit is a little bit of retail, a retail following, I think we're also starting a marketing program relatively soon, which will start bearing fruits.
One final comment then, when it comes to cash in the bank, where does the company sit right now?
So we have nearly $6 million Canadian dollars. So we're well financed for this year's program. Actually, our market cap is as of the close of Friday was 26.6 million Canadian. Our enterprise value is roughly 20 million Canadian, which is a very, very attractive valuation. And we're well financed to basically deliver on what we believe to be a transformational year for Cassiar Gold as a company.
What is the budget for this 15,000 meter program?
So we're looking at 5.5 million.
Okay, so you do have enough money to cover that. Final comments then, give us a little recap of near-term news flow that investors and those watching the story can look forward to.
Absolutely. So we will, you know, this is the major catalyst we'll have is in Q2. We'll restart drilling, and that will be both the drilling at the continue to grow the bulk tonnage resource, as well as on the high-grade veins at South Cassiar. So we'll be looking at doing that. Camp will open in late May, so we'll probably be able to start drilling there during June. We'll be able to start providing some drill results in the very near future as well. In the meantime, we'll continue to work on other fronts. We'll continue to improve our boards. We continue to progress work with the community. And we can continue to look for solutions to continue to maximize our asset value. And I think people who are following us will see some news on that front in the near future as well.
Okay, Marco, I appreciate the update. As I mentioned, I will post a link to the Cassiar Gold presentation. If any of you have any follow-up questions or want more information on any aspect of the company, please email me. Fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Marco, I appreciate the update today. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you, everyone, for listening.